Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Cobourg is one of several locations in Canada hosting a Parkinson Canada Superwalk. The event is to raise awareness and funds for research and support. Caroline Thornton, ambassador for Parkinson Canada, is living with the non-curable disease. She is encouraging everyone to get involved.
The Superwalk is the annual fundraiser for Parkinson Canada, which raises money to provide research and support to people living with Parkinson's and their caregivers.
Okay, so let's talk about the Northumberland Walk. And part of this event that I've noticed is there's an element called the Walk in a Box Toolkit. Let's talk about that. What is it and why is that being implemented in this event?
The toolkit that we're talking about is a way for people who want to walk in that program to prepare for themselves and to get ready to go and have all the pieces that would be necessary. So they have a registration form, they have information about the walk, they have perhaps a shirt or a t-shirt or something they can wear to promote the walk and to show that they're in the walk. It's just a way of helping people get ready and get into the walk easily. And they have a way to contact anybody if they need additional support.
What is Parkinson's disease in general?
Parkinson's is a neuromuscular degenerative disease with no cure at this time. What that means is there's a brain function that changes because of loss of dopamine, and there is muscular changes that occur throughout the disease, and they start usually as very minor tremors, and they go all the way to complete inactivity. So it's a very difficult disease to manage, and it's a very complex disease to treat. And for that reason, raising funds is critical because the research components are so important to bring new and different treatments into the marketplace. Today, the main drug that's used is called levodopa. It has been in use for 60 years, and nothing has really replaced it to date other than a tool called deep simulation brain surgery. And what that does is it puts electrodes into the brain that help to redirect or support the natural function of the brain. And so the people who get that surgery, and it's a very tiny number of people, are able to function better because their brain is, if you like, retrained to prevent further deterioration.
Now you have a lot of knowledge in this topic.
I live with it every day,
Dan.
Oh,
you live with it. Okay, I was about to lead into that. How did you get into this, and what's your, obviously you live with it. How, in your experience, how is living with Parkinson's?
Complicated. I was diagnosed in 2021, and like most people, I had no idea I had this disease. It was completely a shock to me. So the first reaction to hearing that you have the disease is usually panic, followed by anxiety, and sadly, that often leads to depression. And many people who have this disease suffer from something called apathy, which is kind of a lack of willingness to live because they've come to the conclusion there's no way to get better. I'm living a dismal life. I have no hope. I have no chance. I am just giving up right now. So that's a really big issue in this community. However, there are all kinds of wonderful tools available through Parkinson Canada, which is the national organization that supports people with this disease and their caregivers. And so people can call Parkinson Canada and get support. They can go to a local database here in Northumberland that allows them to find, for example, physiotherapists or psychologists or nutritionists or pharmacists or massage therapists. It is better for these people to work with a team. It's very hard for somebody with Parkinson's to live alone. And if they don't have a caregiver, their life is way more difficult.
So that, how did you initially navigate that? You talked about the panic, you talked about the anxiety. How did you get through that? Did you get yourself set up with a team? What was your process?
I did get a team eventually, not obviously within the first week or two, nothing like that, but it took time to put a team together. But more importantly, I was in touch with one of the counselors at Parkinson Canada, and she was absolutely phenomenal in the way she helped me and supported me. I was usually in tears when we spoke because I was panicked. But she gave me all kinds of materials and guidance and support and encouragement. I call her my guardian angel. And she's still working there, and she's still very, very helpful to people who do not know what to do. The strange thing, Dan, is at that point in time, you don't even know which questions to ask. You're facing something so new and so unexpected. You don't know how to say, I need X, because you don't know what X is. You don't know how to put yourself in a place to learn when you don't know what questions to ask.
Before you got diagnosed, were there some symptoms or some things you noticed that might be off and that you needed to go to the doctor to get checked out? What went through the initial process before getting diagnosed?
Well, usually the most common way that it's diagnosed is there are tremors, and you may have seen people with tremors and they look like they're shaking. They have no control over that. And by the way, there's no pain associated with it, which is nice. But my GP said, you know, we should at least look at this and see if there's something more. And so she sent me to see a neurologist. However, the sad story in Canada is there aren't enough neurologists to treat the people who are being diagnosed. And you have to remember, this is a disease of the elderly. So the number of people who are coming down with Parkinson's, if you like, is growing rapidly. Currently in this area, it takes 2 years before you can see a neurologist. That's the wait time. Now imagine you know or you think you might have a very serious disease that needs immediate treatment, and you have to wait 2 years to find out if that's true or not. It's absolutely horrible, but it's the truth. So there's a very big demand for neurologists, and there aren't enough here. Parkinson Canada actually now is offering scholarships and financial funding to help people studying neurology to try and get more people into the field.
How do I get involved if I want to do a walk or raise some money? How would the public get involved?
There's a website called superwalk.ca that gives you all the information you need. But in addition to that, there are people here in the community who are members of a support group, which is a group that meets monthly in Coburg to help people with Parkinson's and their caregivers. And anybody in that support group or anybody who is connected with Parkinson's in this community, including myself, because I'm an ambassador for Parkinson Canada, they are all available to help and guide and support people who want to participate on Sunday, September the 7th at 10 a.m.
So what is the goal, the fundraising goal for this walk in Northumberland?
Well, last year across Canada, there were 33 locations where the Superwalk was held, and approximately $3 million was raised across Canada on that one day of the walk. So obviously, we all try every year to try and increase the amount of funds that are available. But the truth is, you know, people are living in a different economy, and it's hard for people to come up with extra money. So we just ask people to give what they can, even if it's $5 or $10. Every single dollar matters, and everything that is generated in that walk is applied to research and developing programs that help people living with the disease.
Where is the walk taking place this year in Northumberland?
It's at the Pavilion, the Lions Pavilion, on the waterfront in Coburg.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.